Wednesday of the 26th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Luke, chapter 9, 57-62. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand on the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this gospel begins telling us Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey. This is the journey to Jerusalem, where Jesus will culminate his vocation at the cross. And so we see the urgency of the moment. And we see how every time that Jesus speaks about what's going to happen in Jerusalem to him, the disciples are not willing to receive it. They resist it because they have other plans. This is what is happening in this gospel. Jesus is calling, but everyone has a different situation. And there are very serious situations in themselves. Now, of course, Jesus is not against us burying the dead. Actually, that is one of the works of mercy. And as well, the Lord wants us to be able to say farewell to our family. But this is the Semitic way of making a contrast to emphasize the radicality of the call. In fact, nothing can come above our commitment to follow Jesus, putting our hands on the plow and not looking back. One of the ways Satan tempts us is to look at the grass in the other side of the fence. What if I was in another vocation? What if I did something else instead of plunging completely into what God has given us? For us, called to be victim souls, how well it applies. Because being a victim soul is precisely accompanying Jesus to Jerusalem, allowing his life to become our life in all ways. St. Francis de Sales comments about this particular gospel, saying that people often receive God, receive the message of Jesus, but only at the gate of their hearts. So they take a liking to Jesus, but they really do not make a decision to allow him to come into the core of our being, into the core of our hearts. That moment or that continuous decision to say yes to the Lord and accept the consequences in the practical life that we live is what makes the difference and makes us a disciple of Christ. May the Lord bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.